to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And we're here again.
We are here again.
I think we have a theme this week, sort of.
Yeah, we're going to do two book Marvel comics that are kind of...
They kind of go together.
They go together because they are conjoining stories and they're from the 90s, so...
Oh, shit.
You guys are going to dig it.
Hello, Kat.
We also did a little bit of shopping today.
We did. We went up. There was an anniversary sale up at Earth 2.
Yeah, Earth 2 Comics in Sherman Oaks.
So we went there.
Yeah.
They had a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's one of those.
I got some romance comics. I'm very excited about it, but they're not DC. They're a different imprint. I have to.
Well,
it's a different publisher. I have to look.
It's worth a look. You know, it's worth a gander. And,
yeah, they had like two whole boxes of them.
Yeah,
but yeah. I didn't buy all of them.
It's a nice store. They have a lot. They must have, because there's also another. I think there's another Earth 2 somewhere else. I think in like deeper in the valley.
Okay.
I feel like.
Oh, I don't know.
I want to say like Winnet. Not Winnet. That's Collector's Paradise. It's a different store.
Okay.
It's somewhere else. And I think I want to say Van Nuys or even further up. But
is it bigger?
I don't know, because I'm assuming
either that or they've got like a storage unit or something, because they had a lot of stuff.
Well,
store's not that big.
No, it's not. And they had a lot of stuff, and they had a lot of people working.
Yeah.
That's like the most I think I've ever seen. I don't know if they're all volunteers or whatever.
Or family
or whatever, but it's just a lot of people working this sale. I mean, usually it's like then we go to Jeffrey's. I mean, there's usually
I was thinking that it might be like family and friends, because they knew they were going to have a lot of people, because there were a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they had all hands on deck. So, but it was pretty nice. I got a bunch of dollar books.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up some stuff that I needed for some Death's Head.
Yeah,
some incomplete Death's Head that I was looking for.
I found some Catwoman.
You did
for
you
my
did.
Collection, and that was exciting because those were only 25 cents a piece.
Yeah,
so yay!
Hooked that up, and then I also picked up a war, because they also had a lot of trades there, and because I've bought some trades from there before too, and they usually have some really nice deals for stuff that it's like really discounted, even
mm-hmm.
more so than you would. Imagine elsewhere, and it was nice to pick up a Warlock,
mm-hmm.
an Infinity Watch, because they have those in trades now. Which is awesome, because there's a bunch. I think it kind of almost fills my Warlock collection.
Oh man!
Because if I have that, then I don't need to go out and get the individual issues,
mm-hmm.
and I can get rid of remove the issues that I have.
Yeah.
And then, there's another one, there's like two different trades, and because a lot of those Warlock ones are too, are like, they're all in a bunch of different like Infinity stuff, so you can find those a lot of places, but, so I picked that up, and, I've also, I decided to, follow through with my Eclipso, I'm thinking about doing an Eclipso podcast.
Okay, and what would that be like?
It would just be like one of those standard books that we hear about.
Would it just go through every standard issue?
Yeah, just kind of go through like his entire like existence.
That's cool.
And just do that. Like there's a lot of, I don't feel like there's a lot of people. I think there's definitely people that do that. I mean,
but
there's really nobody talks about Eclipso because he's kind of, he was a character that was kind of foisted upon people and, foisted upon the DC comic readers in the 90s. And,
mm-hmm.
And then he went away and then, he kind of exists. He actually exists now. He's actually, I don't know if it's in the same manner,
mm-hmm.
but he's currently active in like the Justice League books.
Okay.
Which apparently there's like a Justice League versus Suicide Squad book or something.
Oh, I have no idea. I haven't been keeping up on the news.
It's dumb. It's all dumb, but I'll probably get those eventually to fill in my, to become in the consummate collector. And by collector, I mean if I can get it in a trade, mm-hmm. I'll have it in a trade.
Well, yeah,
because I don't need to have the individual issues. Cause I just want to read the damn things.
Well, if you do start an Eclipso podcast, you will have three podcasts.
Well, yeah, but this won't be an easy one. Just be me being like,
and it probably has like an end. At least until they break
it. It's finite.
Yeah, it is. It's finite, which is nice.
It's finite. Yeah, I can just go ahead and end it whenever I'm done. Like, all right, I'm out of Eclipso Compass. Goodbye.
See you guys later.
Goodbye, fans. Goodbye, yeah. Person listening.
The other Eclipso fan.
I don't know who's into it. You know, I don't know. I kind of feel. I wonder. You know, I'd have to test the waters, and sure. I don't even know what I would call it. I'm actually really good at naming things, and I'm trying to think
the
of
the Black Diamond Podcast.
But it's something that has to. I feel like there's like a. Like a play on Eclipso.
Pod Clipso.
Eclipse Pod. But no, that sounds
I like Pod Clipso better.
Pod Clipso. I don't know.
Pod Clipso is better than Eclipse Pod.
Yeah, no, I think Pod Clipso works.
Pod Clipso.
Pod Clipso kind of works for me.
Yeah.
But it's also very much.
Play with it.
I don't like. I don't know. It's something where I have a very. I have a love hate relationship with podcast names.
I know.
Because sometimes you can call them something and I'm like, oh, this works great. And sometimes I hear them and I will be like, I am actually one of the people that will tell you that they don't work. Because a lot of people just be like, oh, that sounds great. And then you're stuck with that name and you have to carry on with it. And people are just like, what's it about? I don't know. I don't know. Worst collection ever is, you know, I don't know how that, what kind of name, I don't know if that really is. I mean, it's.
Are you going to tell me you want to change the name of the podcast?
No, I definitely want to keep it because we've been doing it for 100 episodes. Over 100 episodes. And, you know, it's great because it's, you know, it's three words and it's hashtagable.
It's true.
You can do WCE and you can, mm-hmm. you know, do that. And I don't know if that's actually something I've never pushed. So I guess, you know what, if you're listening to this and you want to communicate with the show, hashtag WCE.
On Twitter.
Instagram.
Yeah. Or, you know, you could reach out to us on our Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
Worst Collection Ever, or email us, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
Yeah. I've actually another thing, too, is that we will, and this is the way that we do, we'll reiterate this a little bit later at the show, but if you want to participate in the emails and stuff like that, we do read them. We just, yeah. you know, we kind of want to put them all together at once. It's easier for us to kind of have them collected.
Kind of do like a separate episode.
Yeah. Cause I think that's some shows do that. I think that's a very, actually much better idea. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we're going
to do. I'm being a little bit inside baseball today, but that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, I guess, like, you know, let's just get into our books. Let's get into our first book because we're going to do the duo of Darkhawk and Sleepwalker. Both
dudes who have been on our show before.
Yes, these are not the first times that we have done either of these characters. We've only done them once before. We did Darkhawk number 5, I believe.
Sure.
A long time ago. We did Sleepwalker number whatever. Mm-hmm. it was a while back, but
excuse me.
These are very early on in our episodes. If you want to go back and find those, you could just, I mean, literally, if you typed in Darkhawk or Sleepwalker in iTunes, you would, and looked under podcasts,
mm-hmm.
our episodes would come up.
Probably.
No one else
is talking about it.
There's very few chances that, you know, unless if there's somebody, you know, using the term sleep. Well, maybe you're probably going to get the song Sleepwalker.
Mike Birbiglia's movie.
Well, Sleepwalk With Me. Yeah, you're probably getting a lot of Birbiglia.
Yeah.
Which, Mike Birbiglia is pretty great, but if you're looking for the comic book,
it's not the same thing.
Chat, you might have to be a bit more specific. So, however, these are both from October 1992. We're going to do Darkhawk number 20 and Sleepwalker 17.
So before we actually start, you wanted to do these together.
Well, we're going to do one and do another.
Well, yeah, but you were like, no, we have to do these together. I want to do these together. Is there any specific reason that you wanted to do this?
I just felt it was something where these were paired together.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think
they're tie-ins.
Yeah, they're tied into the story's tied in. I feel like I'm missing one because this is the Portals of Power,
mm-hmm.
is the story. And then you get to the Darkhawk, the Sleepwalker one. This is part 3. So I'm assuming this is part 2.
Yeah.
And I don't know which part 1 is. But maybe it's in Spider-Man because Spider-Man shows up in this.
It probably is a Spider-Man.
And here's the thing that I'm not reading Amazing Spider-Man. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, I will. We will at some point again. But, you know,
Spider-Man. I'd rather have a team-up for Spider-Man.
Marvel team-up's usually my go-to Spider-Man book for the show.
Yeah, I find him very boring. Sorry, Spider-Man fans.
Oh, no, yeah. It's
even though I have this great Spider-Man mug I'm drinking out of right now.
I will drink. Yeah, we will drink out of his head, but we will not read his comic.
I got it for Christmas.
Well, we went. We were at the.
Well, no. Remember, my sister sent us all these like superhero mugs.
She did. That was really nice.
For Christmas once, and yeah. It had Spider. It was like a weird collection because it had Marvel and DC in it. Or no, was it two separate things? I don't remember. It had because we have like a Spider-Man. We have a Superman. We have a Batman. And we have one other.
We have two Spider-Man. No. Maybe. We have two. Wait, what's the other? No, we have two Spider-Man.
We have two Spider-Mans.
Yeah, I think I got one that was like two Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
Because there's a black Spider-Man mug.
Yeah.
And this one's just like a red Spider-Man with his face.
Yeah.
And then the other one we had was
drinking coffee out of his brain.
Yeah, we have like a Batman and a Superman. Superman. I think those were together. So I think that was kind of the deal.
Maybe you got one, I got one.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That makes sense.
Something. But yeah. So I'll drink coffee out of his head, but I'm not reading his books.
But what was it? Oh, I was going to say, well, the thing is that we were in the store today. We were in Earth 2 today. And I'm sitting there. We're waiting in line to cash out. And I'm looking at the new books. And they have, you know, like a section where it's just Spider-Man titles. And I'm looking at the books. And they've got, you know, the Spider Clone Conspiracy or whatever they're calling it now. And I'm just like, I had to say it out loud. I'm like, we're still doing this in 2017?
Yeah.
I mean, 1994? 94 was when I was reading comics most attentively as a teenager. And that was the big story then.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever going to stop.
And it was one of those things where it was like, it was, you know, I used to read Wizard Magazine. So, you know, they, you know, maybe it was tolerable, but, you know, I never... You know, they had always bust it down, you know, the Spider-Man clone saga and maximum clonage and stuff like that. And I didn't, it wasn't really my bag. You know, I was kind of just like, oh, I want to see if I like this, see if I like that, you know, but I think that's kind of why I don't really have a thing for Spider-Man as much. I love the movies.
Sure.
But, you know, or at least the first two, you know, not the third one and not the other.
You don't
two.
Like emo Spider-Man?
It's a bit hard. They make omelets in that one. That's weird.
Danzig emo.
I think they say Danzig emo. Actually, Danzig would be great.
Danzig emo. That's just Danzig.
That is just Danzig. Yeah.
Emo Danzig is just Danzig.
Emo Danzig is just Danzig.
Yeah.
My brother should go as emo Danzig.
That's again just Danzig.
It just goes Danzig.
Is it just like half Robert Smith, is it like half Morrissey, half Danzig?
Yeah, and he could just use his rain vision.
How soon is mother?
How soon is mother going to come and wipe my tears?
Could you, like, if I had skills, I would totally mash How Soon Is Now from the Smiths with mother from Danzig and see what the fuck that sounded like.
Yeah.
Probably like crap, I'm going to guess.
It's probably not meant to go together.
But what if it did?
Mm.
What if it's the best Morrissey, mashup?
I was telling you about, we were talking about this earlier, Morrissey... was hanging out at the Hollywood Improv.
Yes.
Oh, fairly recently.
Just hanging out.
Like just hanging out. He was upstairs in near my old office where, you know, cause we used to be, based out of the Improv. And I'm like, what is he doing there? Is he just like, like he took a picture of one of my
like you can't believe that Morrissey would go to a comedy show.
It's odd. It's kind of, I can imagine, the people that were there, anybody that was there. And I was like, is that Morrissey?
He was probably crying in the corner.
just crying in the stall.
His girlfriend in a coma.
And then all the comics from the show had to be like, because they could hear him, they're on stage and some comics like, my penis! And then like, oh my God, I hear somebody crying. And then like all the comics go into the bathroom and he's like, and they're like, who's in there? It's like, it's Morrissey! It's like, what's wrong, Morrissey? He's like, oh, I can't tell you how soon is now. Whatever.
I would tell you.
I'm not the one for Morrissey jokes because I am not as much of a Smith fan as some of my other friends are.
Anyway. If I met Morrissey, it would be very hard for me not to ask him if he is familiar with the Warlock Pinchers song, Morrissey Rides a Cock Horse.
I'm certain he is. Wait.
I don't know. It's such a like weird song, but it's basically they call him. The lyrics are "crybaby son of a bitch, no talent motherfucker."
Well, that's why he's crying in the bathroom. Dickhead. He probably heard it.
Something dick sucker. I can't remember.
He probably would have heard it and just cried in the bathroom at the Improv. Yeah. And then Chris D'Elia and Dane Cook had to get him out of there. It was kind of like a very 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 tender moment, and that's my pitch
for
a reality show at the Hollywood Improv. It was like, well, Morrissey came and he cried.
Could you play that song over it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd have to get the Warlock Pinchers to give us the rights.
I don't even know if they're around anymore.
We'll find one of the guys.
To be honest with you, I have no idea. The only way that we get,
I will consider consent granted if we just find one of them and if I email them, like I'm just gonna, or just
send they have to respond
or face. No. Just like it's we don't need. It's not that. We're just gonna do it, and they're just gonna have to be okay with it.
Yeah, because like really, you just have to get to the chorus, which is.
Morrissey rides a cock.
Yeah.
Horse.
One more thing I forgot to mention. Morrissey rides a cock horse. That's the song. I'm not doing it justice. I would just, you know, I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere.
We should play it.
We should, actually. We should
slip in a bit of it. Just like a little bit over, you know, like just
maybe
kinda,
at the end.
Kinda. Yeah.
I have it. Again.
Guys, stay tuned for a treat. All right. Let's get to these dumb books.
It's much more fun to talk about Morrissey riding a cock horse.
Well, you know, what's in the
I know.
What?
These books. First off, for me personally, art is very difficult.
Is
for
it?
Me. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of this, like, dudes with, like, drooly teeth art.
Oh, that's pretty bad. That's
and a lot of teeth. Everybody a lot of fucking teeth. There's a Gary Busey moment in one of these books.
I think it's a Gary Busey moment on the cover.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's so much fucking teeth that I'm just like, why is there so much? Why? Why are there so many teeth? What? Lovingly crafted teeth.
So here's what we have here on the cover. So we're going to start. We start with Dark Hawk number 20 from October 1992.
Yes.
And on the cover, it says, you know, you just have a big.
It's blob.
Big thing of blob. Engulfing Darkhawk, which doesn't. If you're not familiar with Darkhawk, if you're new to Darkhawk, he's basically a teenage boy that found an amulet, and when he grabs the amulet, it turns him into this.
He's still a teenager in this book.
At this point, yeah, I mean, he's still.
I thought he was older because in the next one, he's like living on his own.
What are you talking about in this one? No, he's not.
Oh,
he?
No, that's Sleepwalker. Sorry.
Sleepwalker's a college student. These are both young heroes.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I mean, Darkhawk, I think, is like a teenager. I mean, he's, you know, like, gotta be in his
17.
Late teens. Yeah, 17, 18. I mean, he's responsible enough, but he's still like, still dumb shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, he grabs this amulet and it turns him into this alien.
Right. He gets his armor.
He becomes this alien. And he has like all these, you know, these hip powers in there. Like, you know, he's got these grappling claws and he's got, you know, he's agile and he's got these blasts he can glide and do all sorts of stuff. So, and it's a hip, I like his outfit.
Oh, yeah. No, his armor's fine.
I
have no problem with it.
And he's not really around as much anymore. I think he hasn't really been used in a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, but he's kind of, it's very much like, he's very 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And this book went on for like 50 issues, too.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, he was in a West Coast Avengers for a little bit. I mean, yeah, he did a lot. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I feel like I need to be more respectful of Darkhawk.
Okay.
However, we will make fun of him. So anyways, Darkhawk is being grabbed by Blob. Blob has 5 million teeth.
Oh my God, so many teeth.
And he is drooling.
You know who he looks like?
Looks like he's chewing a noun later.
You know what he looks like? He looks like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah?
Because look, he's
Brock Lesnar if he ate the Big Show?
Yeah, well, this is kind of like see how Brock Lesnar's head is kind of like this square.
Oh, okay.
And his eyes are very small. Except this guy has eyebrows, and Brock Lesnar is blonde, so his eyebrows like disappear into his face.
He also is missing a nose.
Yeah. Yeah, and Brock Lesnar, when he's like really exerting himself, his features kind of just blend together.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever noticed that. So he's nothing but eyes and like a mouth.
And he has the skin of a hot dog.
Yeah, he gets very pink.
He turns very pink and purplish.
He gets pink.
Because what's going to happen?
Well,
at
he's
one
exerting
point,
himself.
Because he's going to explode at some point because he's just full of rage.
Yeah. So he kind of does, and he kind of has that like little bit of hair on the top of his head like Brock Lesnar does. So
he gets a high and tight.
Yeah, yeah.
Gets
you watch WrestleMania, this you'll see this.
Oh yeah. So we have so he's grabbing him and is at the very top it says guest starring Spider-Man, oh boy. And also starring Sleepwalker. And we got a picture of Sleepwalker.
Who looks like a fly.
In the corner. He looks like a green fly and he's screaming and
he's got fly eyes and weird teeth. Right. Again.
So Portals of Power, Sleepwalker's Rage.
Yes.
And the premise, and I'm assuming this happened in another book, maybe Darkhawk or whatever, in Spider-Man or whatever, and he's Sleepwalker is, he's here and he's like.
Well, it looks like Darkhawk and Spider-Man and Portal have just finished some sort of battle.
Yeah, so there's also Portal here if you remember from our other Darkhawk episode.
He showed up.
He was there.
Because he's also got that like armor stuff.
He has an armor. So basically the story about Portal, which I did a little bit of research on, because I was confused. He was some guy who, he's a mutant that knows how to teleport. So he's a mutant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought it was the armor.
Well, no, it's not the armor, because somehow he teleported into another dimension and had to fight an alien. And took this armor that also just was the alien was related to like Darkhawk's race, but now he has this armor and he's also knows how to, but he's a mutant, so he teleports.
Okay.
So that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's all you literally need to know. And this guy is, it's weird. He's actually been around in like a lot more books than you would imagine.
They just need him to be able to teleport people. Sure.
So anyway, so
like, we don't want Nightcrawler. Let's get Portal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they just had like some sort of battle.
And Sleepwalker shows up and he's like,
oh my God, Portal, we need to have a conversation.
Well, he wants the armor.
Well, yeah, because he thinks it's the armor is the key to teleporting.
Yeah.
And Sleepwalker wants the armor because he wants to get back into the dream dimension. Or I think that's where he's going.
Well, he wants to go back to his dream dimension because basically something happened.
He's really tired of hanging out with the guy.
With Rick Sheridan.
Yeah, he's tired of like living in him, sort of. I'm not exactly how it works.
He basically, what happened was he somehow got trapped into the mind of Rick Sheridan, who's a college student.
But they're not aware of each other.
No, they're aware. He knows who he is. They know each other.
No, I know, but like, we'll see in the next.
We'll talk about it.
But they don't, like, if you tell Rick something, Sleepwalker doesn't know it.
Right. Well, they're not concurrently. It's not like Firestorm.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like, so they're kind of just sort of sharing a body.
Yeah, they're very Darkhawk and Sleepwalker are very similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it whatever Sleepwalker's doing, it's weird. So he's like, I need your armor because I want to get back to this dimension. I'm really tired of basically being in a timeshare in this dude's head.
It's a timeshare. That's exactly right.
It's a timeshare. Like, and I get the shitty time, and he like just gets to sleep and hang out.
Yeah, this guy just sleeps. He's like, I have like stuff to do. I have like magazines to read.
Yeah, like, dude, I'm sure my mail is piling up.
His mail is like, out of control.
No one's paid my gas bill. Like, I don't even want to know what's going on with my apartment in the dream dimension. He's really upset.
Yeah,
I don't blame him. He's like, I need to talk to you. And Portal's like,
eat my ass.
No, you're freaking weird. And he's like, no,
you
really.
Have no nose.
He's like, please, I want to talk to you, please. He's like, nope, out. And he just portals away.
He's like, goodbye.
Yeah, bye, guys. And he just disappears. And Sleepwalker's about to follow him into the portal, but Spider-Man's like, nope. And he goes, yoink. And he like yoinks him back with some webbing. And Sleepwalker's like, God damn it, why did you do that? And he's like, don't worry, I put a spider tracer on him.
Which I call bullshit.
Well, even so does Sleepwalker. He's like, yeah, I'm sure that's going to do real great when he's like 19 dimensions away.
Because he's in another fucking plane of existence. Yeah. And you're like, oh, my technology that I built in my garage.
In my aunt's attic.
I built with Aunt May's toaster is going to work. Sure.
Can I also just point out here that there's a full length panel.
Oh, are you going to talk about Sleepwalker's ass?
Yes, I am.
Mm. He's in shape.
Of Sleepwalker's ass.
For a guy that only exists in a sleep dimension, he gets a lot of exercise.
Like, look at that. Like, you could bounce all the quarters off that ass. I know. That is a bubble butt. That it is perfectly crafted. It is a lovely ass.
Mm-hmm.
Attached to a very nice set of thighs. So
yeah, those are some. Yeah, he's got nice legs.
Yeah, for being
he's actually in a great shape.
Yeah,
he's
for being a weird fly man, he's got a pretty good body.
Yeah, let's call it what it is. He is dope bodied.
Yeah, he really is. He's got a great bod.
So he does not skip leg day. No. So he
or butt day
or butt day.
Is there butt day? Should there be butt day?
If you're not sure what your glutes are, it's your butt. It's a little bit DDP yoga there. So
how do I do butt day?
Oh, you just sit.
Do I have to do squats? Like a lot of squats? How many squats do you think
you have to just squat everywhere to work? You go, like that's how you do butt day.
That's gonna, I'm sure everybody at work's gonna be fine with that, but I'm walking down the hallway.
Apparently, it reminds me of this thing. I was not there, but it reminds me of my brother or my brother's friends who went to go see Tool, or they saw, like, there's an early Tool performance, and Maynard just kind of does, like, a duck walk, like, the entire song or entire majority of it. You know, they're like, oh, that's what they're gonna remember about Maynard doing a duck walk or something. Like, rah, 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 you know, cause he's in, you know.
He's Maynard.
Yeah, because he's Maynard and he's weird.
I've never seen Tool.
Tool apparently is playing in Buffalo. Yeah.
I know, and I'm kind of bummed out because I literally, like, they sell out. Are they
not playing here?
I don't know. I haven't looked. But
we should look.
We should totally look because I will tell you.
Apparently, Perfect Circle's playing the
I've seen them. I've seen them twice.
Well, I've seen them. Yeah, I'm kind of like, it's a Perfect Circle. I mean, what's going on? Like,
I wouldn't mind seeing them.
Are they all coming back? What's going on?
No, I've seen them twice, but no, I've never seen Tool because whenever they came to Denver, they sell out in minutes.
That makes sense.
And it sucks, so I never got tickets.
Because it's Tool.
This is back in the day when you had to, like, actually go stand outside of Sears when the Ticketmaster office was in Sears. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't mess around then.
Nope.
So they have a brawl. These idiots are just like, why are you fucking with my shit? I don't want to be in this guy's head. And, you know, Darkhawk's like, but I need to kind of figure out more about this armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have my purposes too, and you screwed it up for me, and they're like, rah! And they're fighting like little butts.
Yeah, he's like, well, you know.
Like jerks here.
And Spider-Man's like, hey, guys, let's not fight. We need a plan.
Yeah,
how to plan. And everybody's like, what kind of plan? And Spider-Man's like, duh. Because he doesn't have one.
Why don't you throw one of your toasters at somebody again, whatever.
He's like, I'm going to show you guys how to make a tracking device out of a toaster. It's like watching YouTube videos for hours.
Yeah. So they watch YouTube videos.
Yeah, so that's what they do.
Portal shows up at Puma's headquarters, or Time is Fireheart, but it's Puma.
Yeah.
He's one of Spider-Man's villains who... His Portal guys are, like, related because they're all Native Americans.
Yeah.
So there's, like, there's all this, like, connection. I forgot exactly. There was something. I read a little bit about Portal's history, and it's just like, whatever. It's
they're all Native American. He's going to go talk to this guy because they're in the same tribe. He ends up at this guy's office. He's like, he's not here. I guess I can wait. And then a security guard comes and he's like, freeze. And Portal's like, oh, hey, Edgar. And
this is where we realize that he's wearing this long ass Rambo headband.
Yeah. Oh man.
And it's like
that headband. Look at how long that is. Like 4 feet of headband.
That's gigantic headband. It must be very cumbersome.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, that's when you do. It's no longer a bandana.
No.
At that length, like that is a scarf.
He's wearing like.
That's like a silk scarf that he just bought at Macy's and just tied around his head and just like let the black flout.
I'm Rambo. Ah, you know.
Yeah.
So he's wearing that and it's flying out of his helmet.
Yeah,
and he takes off his helmet and he's like, hey.
He's got great hair.
Yeah.
He's like, look at my great hair. And he's like, Charles? He's like, oh man, we're from the same tribe. He's like, oh yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I'll let you sit, like, sleep on this dude's couch.
he sleeps on this couch. Like, first of all, I mean, how are you sleeping anywhere?
Well, especially in that armor, man. Isn't that like metal?
I mean, maybe it's kind of like getting like an MRI and you can like, cause I sleep through MRIs.
Oh.
I'm pretty special.
How?
I don't know. It sucks.
You mean through the one where it's like, meh. Like,
yeah. Well, you put the headphones in, you put the earbuds
that doesn't
in.
Do shit for me.
Oh, I find them quite comfortable.
Well, you know what? Maybe it would be different. I had to do mine on my stomach.
Well, yeah. Yours
is an awkward.
If you're on your back, stomach's different.
Yeah. But... that was really awkward.
Yeah. But, so he sleeps in an MRI and this.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm. Oh, so. Okay. The guy's like, all right, cool. You can sleep on this dude's couch. He's like, thanks, man. And he goes to shut the door. And then is this? Oh, it's just him drawn weird because
he's drawn laying on the couch.
He's drawn laying on the couch. But honestly, what it looked like to me, it was just a pile of armor.
It looks weird.
Just like, what is he? What? It like looks like somebody was just like, I'll dump this shit here. It looks like recycling.
He's like, all right, well, I'll just throw this garbage on this guy's couch.
I'm like, oh, wait, there's that guy's face. It's like what I assume a hoarded house looks like.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then Dawn shows up, and now apparently this security guard is dead.
And there's a big hole. And Portal's gone.
And Spider-Man and all the, you know, friends show up, and they're like,
oh no, that guy's dead.
Like, oh shit.
Yeah, they're like, hey, good call on figuring out where this guy was. And Spider-Man's like, I'm sorry it took me so damn long.
Yeah, what were they doing waiting for? Like,
well, they were watching a lot of YouTube videos. They were checking out all those What Culture ones.
Oh, yeah, that takes you a while. And then they're probably watching, if it's me, You're watching that. You're watching Some Simon's Cat.
Yeah, you're watching The Angry Video Game Nerd.
You're watching Angry Video Game Nerd. You're watching game reviews for games that you'll never own.
Yeah.
You know, but you could never afford, and you don't have the means or the...
not only that, but like games... But
you're loving it. You're watching shit about TurboGrafx-16 for hours.
Yes, for hours. And your wife is just sitting on the couch going, why are we watching this?
Why are we watching these guys play this?
Like, why? Like a game I've literally never even heard of. And even if I'd heard of it, I don't want to play it.
But it's about the experience, the commentary. Is it? It is, yeah. I find it soothing.
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad. I'd rather watch Unsolved Mysteries.
Only you can entertained.
I want Robert Stack to tell me.
What if Robert Stack was playing video games? Would you enjoy that? What if he was like...
what did he say? For the love of...
For
heaven's sake.
For heaven's sake, do not buy those coins.
It was like this like weird coin scam in New York City. Yeah, that
for some reason was on Unsolved Mysteries where they're like, let's talk about the coin scam
in New York. And so it was just people...
Where Dudley Moore walks up to you and goes, I got these really weird coins.
And then you give him money. Which is dumb. But like literally, Robert Stack goes, for heaven's sake, do not buy these coins. Because he really cares about you. That's the thing about Robert Stack. He really cares.
I get the impression that he's like, I'm involved, guys.
He was so involved. I really can't wait for the future.
He probably took that one personally.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I can't wait for Futurama to become real, and then Robert Stack's head will be in a jar, and he can host Unsolved Mysteries until the end of time.
Do you think his head's in good shape? Or do we just have to recreate it?
I have no idea how it works.
We could recreate the Robert Stack android if the Futurama's there.
Well, I know, but everybody's head's in a jar. I don't know how it works. Lincoln's head's in a jar, and Lincoln got shot in the head, but it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I don't know how Futurama science works, but those guys are actual mathematicians.
You have to go to Harvard and stuff.
All those guys went to Harvard, and they're all like mathematicians, so I'm assuming they know what they're talking about.
Well, speaking of the opposite of smart.
You mean this podcast?
Well, this podcast for certain. And now we're, you know, they're
like, oh no, this guy's dead. What are we going to do? Let's go find whoever
they got to find this portal guy. And we find out the portal has been taken.
He's been captured
by the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, which consists of Sauron, the dinosaur.
Is it pterodactyl?
Pterodactyl
is
man.
Is this the same pterodactyl that we were talking about in our last issue?
Immortal Man did not jump on him.
Why not?
Because he's in a different universe, and he's also a man, but also a dinosaur.
He's not a man. He's a dinosaur.
But he's mostly a man. He wears trunks. You can't see them here, but he wears trunks. Yeah, he wears little things. You know, he has modesty.
That's nonsense.
Yeah.
He's not a man. He's a fucking pterodactyl.
His real name is Carl Lycos.
Then why isn't he a werewolf?
No, Lycos, like Lykos.
Oh.
Carl Lycos.
Yeah, but so what? He just one day became a pterodactyl?
Yes.
Is that his mutant power? Oh, and the fact that he can like...
He could hypnotize people.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
It is bullshit.
That's dumb. Anyway, continue on. You've got him. You have... What's the... Toad.
You got Toad. You got...
What's her name?
Her name is Fantasia.
That's right. Fantasia.
Jesus Pyro. Christ. Pyro and the Blob.
And the Blob.
Yeah, but Fantasia, who I didn't really know was around... For, you know, apparently she's kind of new.
She doesn't really do anything except just like be a ball of fabric in a corner.
Well, she does. She has like destructive powers.
Yeah, but I mean, like every time you see her, she's just like literally like a shower curtain.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. No,
you're, she looks like a shower.
You're not
curtain.
Wrong.
I know.
Yeah, she looks like just a white haired lady with a weird mask, and she's just standing going, argh!
Yeah, or floating. She might be floating. Yeah. I'm not sure. But Sauron.
Sauron's
not
like
the
hypnotizing.
One from Lord of the Rings.
So Sauron is hypnotizing Portal because, and oh, by the way, Blob's eating a sandwich because, you know what, he's fat.
He's fat.
He's got a big old hoagie in his hand.
So he's hypnotizing. He's like, I'm going to make him. Do my bidding.
He's gonna make him do his bidding because they've been tipped off to this guy. Maybe it's because of the mutant connection, which
sure.
I'm not sure exactly how that's been revealed. But
so are they just saying all mutants know each other?
Well, they might have figured out some sort of Cerebro thing.
Isn't that kind of
they have
racist?
they have like a mutant Wikipedia? Oh, yes. Well, yeah, that's it. But yeah, no, he's like...
So, but yeah, they know about this guy, and they're like, we need him to, like, teleport us to this weapon.
Well, they want him to tell. No, they want him to teleport.
Yeah, they want to go into
anywhere.
No, but they want him to go into a government facility.
Oh.
This is what Toad talks about. So he's like, "Here's the plans that we have." And it has this weapon inside this government facility. He's going to get us in there, and we're going to get this weapon, and then we're going to kill a lot of innocent people.
Yeah,
we're going to fuck up
a bunch of mutants and Professor Xavier and bullshit,
and kill a whole bunch of people. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then he's going to teleport us to the X-Men hideout, and we're going to kill everybody.
And he's going to teleport us to Arby's.
Yeah, and then we'll go to Arby's because that's where the Blob wants to go. Because, you know, fat.
Everybody gets a place they want to go. So, like, you know, Blob wants to go to Arby's, and then
the rest of us want
to
kill people.
Fantasia wants to go
to the shower curtain store and get a new one.
Shower curtain. You're supposed to go
Bed Bath
and
Beyond.
Bed Bath Beyond. Sauron wants to go and see his cousin and the museum.
Yeah. The one that got slaughtered.
The one that got jumped down by Immortal Man. He actually is looking to seek vengeance on Immortal Man.
Well, good luck.
For jumping out his brother.
I think he's actually dead in the DCU right now.
Who, the Immortal Man or the Pterodactyl?
Immortal Man. Because I don't think he's bouncing around anymore.
He was,
Maybe he's just living a quiet life.
Well, with that woman who's just I need to find you and I love you.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, look, he's hypnotized because Pyro's burning his feet and he's not moving.
Yeah, hot foot. Yeah, but so anyways, they're like, take us to whatever.
Yeah, so it's like, go ahead, take us to the facility. Well, then we cut away because...
Well, we get an interlude here with some Darkhawk mythos
bullshit.
This
is where I realized... That this is Darkhawk's book, and he hasn't really been in it.
No, he hasn't, actually.
And he doesn't have that many lines. This is his book, and he barely does anything until, like, the last two pages. So this is why we have this little breakaway here.
We're like, by the
in
way,
the middle of the story, to
by
be
the
like,
way, Star Trek or whatever
they're
the
like,
fuck
this oh,
is.
Hey, just FYI, here's something coming for Earth, and it's, like, one of Darkhawk's people, and then you have... Whoever used to be Darkhawk before current Darkhawk.
Who claims to be Dark, at least to be
Darkhawk. It's like, oh no, he's coming. And then that's the end of that. And so now we're back with the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, and Portal has teleported them into the middle of Times Square.
Okay.
And they're like, oh no, it's like, oh fuck, why
they want to go
this?
They want to go to Guy Fieri's restaurant.
Yes, they do. They're like,
well,
oh,
that's probably Blob's idea. Blob's getting some donkey sauce.
He's like, you know
sauce.
What? If I can't go to Arby's, take me to Flavortown.
If I can't get horsey sauce, I want some donkey sauce.
Take me. To Flavortown.
Take me to Flavortown.
What is in donkey sauce?
Donkeys.
Do you think Guy Fieri just has a giant blender and he just dumps donkeys into it?
Every time a donkey gets thrown into a blender, he goes, big flavor. And then they just... that's how they get dropped in. He goes, big flavor. Drop. Slaughter.
And they just like push it through like a tube. And
it looks like Play-Doh.
Yeah.
And then they put some water in it.
Yeah.
And it's donkey sauce and the Blob eats it.
Mmm. Delicious. So flavoricious.
Apparently I saw this picture where Guy Fieri was autographing Lean Cuisines and throwing him out into the crowd.
No, that's not a real thing.
Well, I mean, it's a picture. I remember maybe somebody handed him a Lean Cuisine. He's like, whatever.
That's hilarious. I was watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I think it's like Drag Race with Races, Drivers, and Dives.
That would be an interesting show.
Drag Races and
Diners.
Drag Queens and Diners.
I'd watch it. But I was watching it.
Guy Fieri in a wig. Guy Fieri in drag, just driving around, being like, big flavor. Also, big hair. But mostly big flavor.
I was watching it in the gym, and like their closed captioning all fucked up. So like it would just pop up every once in a while. It was just gibberish, and I was just like, "That's what Guy Fieri sounds like to everybody."
That's my favorite watching closed caption.
I kind of wish it was like everybody else was speaking English, and every time Guy Fieri talked, it was just gibberish.
I was watching like another cooking show, and the same thing happened where it was like a woman like was like going up to a baby, or like she was like, you know, there was one of those like, you know, those B-roll footage of like, you know, people picking apples, and there's like a baby, and like you give the baby an apple, and the baby's like, bleh, and then you see all of a sudden you see like, bleh, you know, and I'm like, it's like, what happened? Are they, is this alien? Is this Darkhawk's family? What's going on? Like, mm-hmm. Darkhawk doing a cooking show? I don't know. Anyway, so apparently they got wind. Well, how did the.
Oh, well, they're already in, since Spider-Man and all of them were like already close, they're like, oh, hey, look. There's a bunch of people we need to fight.
How did they figure out that they were here?
No, because they were already close. They were just sort of swinging through.
Oh, okay.
And then they, like, kind of got...
Were they all like bunched together like that?
Yeah, that's kinda weird. I don't know. Because they were like, we got to find these people. And then they showed up in Times Square and they're like, okay, we got to fight them. And they're like, oh no, Darkhawk is like, you know, maybe we should just wait for them to go away because there's a lot of people around. It's Times Square.
Yeah.
It's kind of like.
It's not nearly as busy as it should be. There should be a lot more people.
It's not like the other day we ended up watching. So LA loves to televise its car chases.
Oh yeah, yes.
And there are a lot of them out here, and I don't really know why, because there's so much goddamn traffic. But there was this dude, and he stole a car, and he drove around, and then he drove to the middle of Hollywood, to Hollywood and Highland, which is one of the busiest intersections in Hollywood, covered with tourists, and it was just people everywhere. And that's what this should be, and there's definitely not
nearly as many people. There's people around though.
I mean, this is also in the 90s. Yeah. This might be before the Giuliani.
Giuliani didn't clean it up. He didn't put the M&M store in there yet.
Yeah, there's no M&M store here yet. So.
No M&Ms yet. No, just smut in the blob.
Yeah, maybe it's just strip clubs and
donkey sauce
and Arby's.
And Arby's. So they start fighting, and what's his face? Sleepwalker uses his moves. He's got his eye beams that bend things because he's a reality bending alien.
Yeah, and that's when what's her name? Fantasia
makes herself useful.
Yeah, because she can like sort of counter.
Even though she's being in distress here.
Yeah, but she can kind of counter his power.
Yeah, she counters his power anyways.
And then Sleepwalker's like, and so everybody's shooting, like, which one is this? Is this Portal? Portal's shooting at Darkhawk with his big gun.
Because he's under Sauron's control, so he's like, they're like, well, go ahead and attack them. And
kill. So they're fighting.
Real quick, I noticed is that there's way too many unique speech bubbles in this book.
Yes, it's annoying.
Because not only Sleepwalker and Darkhawk have unique speech bubbles.
Well, Sleepwalker, kind of, because it's not even consistent with this one. The shape is, but the one...
Well, in Darkhawk's book, he has like...
He has pink around them.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, this, it just looks like it's angular.
Well, it is. It's angular in his book too, but in his book, they're also like, there's like a
they couldn't afford
border.
The pink in this book. Yeah.
Darkhawk has this one.
Darkhawk has like this like, kind of like serrated black.
Yeah, like very big, thick black border.
Yeah, and then you have like, and then you have Sauron. So when he speaks, you have like the little like, it's like a squiggly
like
kind of thing coming from like the bottom of the speech bubble, which is kind of I think it's like an Adam. It's not like Adam Warlock, but like, so he talks like that, and so does Toad.
Yeah.
And Fantasia, I just noticed, has the lightning bolt kind of coming out of the bottom of the speech bubble, which is kind of like Adam Warlock. So everybody's speaking in some sort of, that's supposed to indicate they're speaking some sort of like,
it's just annoying.
A bit of trivia.
Oh boy.
According to, and I should have brought this up in the Sleepwalker book, but according to the Marvel Wiki, Rick Sheridan in the book describes Sleepwalker's voice as sounding a lot like Vincent Price.
Okay. I can see that. That's cool. I like it.
I'm not going to attempt to do Vincent Price's voice.
No,
I kind of wish I had Gilbert Gottfried here to do it.
No, I can't do it.
But I'm just
listen to the end of Thriller.
Yes, just imagine Thriller over again and just down. Anyway, so they're fighting. There's actually a lot of good brawling here.
Yeah, there's a lot of brawling. There's fighting.
There's brawling and fighting, and then we get
Blob grabs Darkhawk from behind.
Now
this is when Darkhawk actually starts to like be active in his own book.
But this is so weird because he grabs Darkhawk.
Yeah.
And he's squeezing him, so he's got him on a reverse bear hug, and he's got his arms covered.
Yes.
And somehow.
I don't know.
Darkhawk slips. I think he slips down and flips up end over end. And the next panel is essentially what could be best described as
they're 69ing.
He's 69. The Blob and Darkhawk are 69ing.
That's exactly what it looks
like. They're doing a 69.
Yep. I don't understand how he got in that position.
Well, he squirmed out and he just jumped.
I guess, but.
Yeah, he squirmed out and he jumped out, and then he uses his chest blaster just shoots.
Yeah, and it shoots the Blob. And it shoots Darkhawk into like a. He almost lands on some people, but he like twists himself away. And actually, the way he lands is weird. Like, do you see? So he's like twisting himself away.
Well, he just kind of rolls himself over. He does
His head is. His neck should technically be broken.
Well, here's what I understand. So he's on the bottom here and he's blasting, and then he's shooting, and is that technically his. like he's just being shot back, but somehow he's looking up at these people, and then he has to twist himself downward again. Yeah, like, why don't you stay where you were?
I don't know.
How would you see these people?
I don't know. It's a very confusing drawing.
Fuck physics. Anyway, so there's
fuck physics, the comic book story.
So, yeah, so there's more, there's a bunch of, just all this brawling.
Yeah.
And
Spider-Man's fighting, and
so Spider-Man. So actually, what happens is this is actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
So Spider-Man gets he dodges Spyro,
mm-hmm.
but
he gets portaled.
He gets portaled because he gets knocked into a portal that portal opens.
Yeah.
And now he's in.
Yeah, because Sauron says get rid of Spider-Man, so he opens up a portal and he throws Spider-Man into it, and he goes into this like weird.
Well, Spider-Man's momentum, like he just kind of dodges it.
Yeah, and he ends up in this dimension, and he kind of disappears.
He ends up in the dark dimension.
The dark dimension.
He should be immediately dead, as far as I'm concerned.
Not only that, but like we find out later in the next book that Portal has some control. That's why they ended up in Times Square.
Okay.
Why didn't he just portal it somewhere else? But you had to open the one to the dark dimension. You can't just be like, you're in Queens. Like, unless that's the same
thing. You're back at Aunt May's house. Build a toaster.
Maybe Queens and the dark dimension are the same thing. Or maybe he just ended up in Jersey and you can't tell the difference.
Oh, yeah. The dark dimension of Jersey. Same,
it's the Jersey Shore.
Same thing.
Yeah.
He ends up in Snooki's lap. He ends up in that hot tub that they hang out in that show.
Yeah.
That show.
Back in the day when that was a show.
Back in the day when that was... I fucking watched that show.
Well, the first season was amazing.
I guess.
No, when it first came out, I'd never seen anything like it in my life. And it was also one of those things that for me, being an Italian-American who has family from the East Coast, though I did not grow up on the East Coast, is kind of one of those there for the grace of God go I things.
Yeah.
Where had I grown up back east, like if my dad's job didn't transfer us out west, like what would I be like?
Oh, you'd be
like, what happened if I would have been sent to Jersey or Staten Island or some bullshit? Like, holy shit, could you imagine? I'd be wearing so much leopard print.
Oh, you'd end up,
and
like,
I already wear enough.
You'd be ended up in that Black Mass movie somehow,
right? Could you imagine? My hair would be so big. You'd be my running pants with that. You'd be so tight.
You'd be running with that crowd.
Could you imagine? My tits would be around my chin.
Mm-hmm.
It would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you know, throws him to Jersey, and then they're still fighting, and then
Basically, the mutant brotherhood goes, you know what? Fuck it, let's get out of here. So let's
throw this billboard on them.
So let's throw a Sony Discman billboard at them.
Right.
They even use Sony. How could they use Boney or something else?
I'm surprised they do.
I'm surprised they use Sony. Sony
maybe
getting some.
They got advertising dollars for this.
Yeah. Business. So they threw it at him, and then Portal.
So yeah. So Darkhawk goes up and he's like, "Come on, Sleepwalker, help me. This is gonna fall on these people." And Portal, like, you know, is starting to whisk them away. And Sleepwalker's like, "Nope, fuck that nonsense. I'm going with them." So he leaves Darkhawk to like wrangle this giant billboard. That's going to fall on all these civilians, which at this point, if you still have civilians standing around, that is their fucking problem. They should have run by now.
Yeah, they're all like, kind of like,
I mean, like they're literally underneath the literally billboard, guy, just looking up, like, being like, is that going to fall? You deserve to get crushed.
I'm looking at this dude here, kind of like, you know, just like, it just looks like he's
they're
like,
not, that's the thing. They're in the
like,
street.
Get out of here.
They're in the street. They're not even on the sidewalk where, like, they're not any safe distance, like, where you're like, I'm just going to watch this. They're, like, standing on the sidewalk looking up at a billboard that's, like, literally going to fall on them, going, duh. And I'm like, well.
They deserve it. Also, we get a little porno action here, too, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, this is before Giuliani.
Yeah, because you have, what is it? It says,
no,
double X, not triple X. It's not that bad.
No,
double X Frisky.
Oh shit!
Theater, and then it's like friends/lovers.
Question mark.
People sex? Question mark. Genitals.
Actually, I would love to see that. Like
hot? Maybe.
I would just really love to see a porno billboard where it's just XXX and then like, you know, had like a theater marquee, just his genitals. Maybe. And you're like, oh man, I can't wait to go in here and see what's going on.
Just like, you know, just cans. I'm like, oh, cans.
Oh, right, yeah. And what if it literally just was, it's just soup cans.
You go in and it's just
like, this is all.
You go in, it's a movie. It's like a documentary about cans.
And it's like, here's all the cans of soup Ted Cruz bought after he got married. Because he bought, like, did you hear this story? I think it was Ted Cruz. So he got married. and they went to Washington, and he went to the store and he bought 100 cans of soup.
For who?
For himself. Because he's just going to eat soup.
Oh, okay. Soup? I like soup.
Yeah, but 100 cans worth of soup? Like, that's all the food he bought. It's just a very weird story. So
I'm imagining Ted Cruz eating it right out of the can. Like, just open.
What, like shotgunning open. A beer?
Yeah. 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 He's shotgunning soup. Ted Cruz is definitely doing that. He looks like that kind of guy.
He just calls it gazpacho because it's all like cold tomato soup.
Yeah, he's got that. He's weird. He's a weird dude, I imagine. Imagine he's got some weird tics.
Yeah.
You know, being a Zodiac killer and all.
Somehow being able to kill people
time
before
he doesn't have time to heat up soup. He's got to, you know, he's got to get some killing done. So he's got to, he's got to start shotgunning soup.
I know, man. There's so many people to kill.
So anyways, that's it for this book.
Yep.
And then we get the letter page, Dark Mail.
That's dumb. That's a bad one.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No, bad. Yeah.
And that's it.
So yeah, that's Darkhawk.
That's Darkhawk, number 20 from October 1992. Would you read the next issue of this?
Well, I'm going to read the next issue of this story because that's how this podcast is.
But I'm talking
up.
The next issue of Darkhawk because he's got other stuff going on.
I don't. Yeah, that guy's coming for him, apparently.
That guy's coming for him, and then Darkhawk's...
Darkhawk's
going to shotgun some soup with Ted Cruz. I mean, yeah, it's all there.
I get... I don't think so. I mean, for me, Darkhawk's one of those characters that I might have to like actually read from the beginning to appreciate.
I think so.
I don't really appreciate
a lot of these characters. You kind of
to me, he's at least in the book that we just read. Again, this is his book, and he doesn't really say or do much until the end.
Yeah, he's kind of passive.
So he's very passive. He doesn't show up. They focus on everybody else. So it's hard for me to say this is a character that I'm interested in.
Yeah, no, I think
because he really isn't in it.
It's not a good.
I mean, I feel like him and book Fantasia compete for like least amount of screen time or panel time.
I'll just call this Sauron and his wacky friends.
It's just called Portal.
Portal!
Portal and Sleepwalker.
Portal takes
have
a nap.
A picnic.
Portal takes a nap.
Pretty much.
And has some donkey sauce. Anyways, yep. So we'll take a break, play some promos, and we'll come back with our next book, which you already know is Sleepwalker.
Black Canary. I'll need a sparring partner.
I'm Zatanna. Why do you care about some leggy dame in nylons? Or have I answered my own question? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for magic.
Black Canary and Zatanna. Together in one podcast. I'm Ryan Daly, and I've got a thing for superheroes in fishnet stockings. That's why I started Power of Fishnets, the Black Canary and Zatanna podcast. Join me every 2 weeks as I celebrate the blonde bombshell and the mistress of magic in their exciting adventures published by DC Comics. Power of Fishnets, available on iTunes and at fireandwaterpodcast.com.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our second book. Sleepwalker, number 17, from October 1992. Also, I forgot to mention in the last for the I would read the next issue of Darkhawk.
Uh huh.
I did not mention.
Do
that.
You have the next issue of Darkhawk?
No.
Oh.
But I'll probably read it. I think I was thinking about this. I think what I'll probably do is once I get my Eclipso business done, maybe I'll start you know, and I start collecting all the other issues, you know, things like the Guy Gardeners and the you know the rest of the stuff that I need to get. I will. Get into maybe Darkhawk and like Sleepwalker and stuff like that. I mean, you know, I go for the low hanging fruit when it comes to comics.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, anyways, we're back and let's get into this book, Sleepwalker, number 17 from October 1992. On the cover, we've got this hip splash page. Well, it's mostly just Darkhawk and Sleepwalker jumping out at us.
Mm-hmm.
And
and Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2, and he's like one.
He's coming out of a bubble.
He's coming out of a bubble because I mean, I guess it's kind of
he's stuck in the dimension.
Yeah, it's funny because for reading this book, you know, if you didn't read the Darkhawk book, you wouldn't know this.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man's like and he's got like his left arm just kind of sticking out, like he's just like, barely there. He's like, hey, me too. And then also as well, this is my favorite. Well, also in the background, just real quick, there's. The evil mutants.
Yeah.
They're bursting out of a picture of them.
Yes.
So you can kind of see them in the background. But so you know, like in the corner of every Marvel comic in the box, they have like a little like headshot or you know shot of these guys of the main character. And I never understood this, but for Sleepwalker, they would just have the headshot of him on.
He looks like Voldemort.
Yeah, it looks like Voldemort because he has no nose. He's green, ugly green,
and
big red eyes. And he doesn't have his hood up. I mean, right. It makes sense. I would make sense to actually have his hood up.
Right.
But they're just like, well, here he is, bald. I'm like,
yeah.
This looks.
He looks kind of creepy.
He looks stupid.
He also does not look as fly-like in this one because no. In the Darkhawk one, his eyes actually look like fly eyes.
Yeah, and also they have a different green.
Yeah, and then in this one, his eyes are just. Solid red. They don't have that like fly eye effect, so no. He doesn't look as much like a fly. I'm not sure if his ass is as nice. Return we don't get any fly. Ass shots in this one.
Return of the Fly.
So
Vincent Price. Oh, hey, that makes sense.
Return. Yeah. So this opens, of course, right where we left off with Darkhawk trying to save all these people.
This is a weird perspective of this picture.
It's a weird perspective because his hand looks gigantic.
Yeah, it should. He'd be able to fit that whole thing in his. Hand.
Yeah, and then also it has these bubbles, which is just like Darkhawk's trying to save this thing. No time to explain. If you need to know, go read the other book.
Yeah.
And this is called Doorway to Doom.
Yes. Portals of Power, Part 3.
Yes.
Doorway to Doom.
Doom. So he's like, oh no, I gotta save.
He's having a lot of thinking for holding up a sign. And
yeah, and he has more lines in this one page than I think he did in his entire book.
It's true, he does.
Like, literally, he has more to do in these
I think that's
pages.
How they kind of figured it out. It's like, well, maybe in this book, he'll talk forever.
Yeah.
You know, and then in his own book, he just won't say anything.
But he saves the people.
Yeah, good job.
Using his grappling claws or something. So he saves them, and that's great. And then we're with Sleepwalker, and he's through the portal.
Yeah, Sleepwalker finally
and they're
figured
back
out where to
their,
you know, go.
They're back at the hideout.
Yeah.
And everybody's pissed off because Portal took them.
So he used the portal that Portal created? Is that
yeah,
where he's come
like,
from?
Because he like caught, like hitched a ride.
Well, so, but how do they not notice this? Because they're already. Because they all jumped through this portal.
That they would.
And that portal's probably not open that long.
No.
And long enough for them to know that it's been, you know, somebody else has come through.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all like standing, you know, talking.
Mm-hmm.
And. You know, Sleepwalker somehow sneaks through a portal conveniently behind like a crate.
Yes,
and he apparently they're in. I feel like they're in the same warehouse where they made the drugs in RoboCop.
Yeah,
so I expect Red
same
Foreman
one.
To show up anytime.
Same one. So they're pissed because they're like, "What the hell? This guy obviously screwed us over, even though he's under mind control." So the Blob like punches him in the face, and
the Blob is like. This guy sucks, and I'm just going to beat him up.
Yeah, because that's what we do. We're villains.
And the other guys are like, oh, wait, well, here's another thing, too. So all
see,
of a sudden.
See, the pink is around his.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, I'm just noticing how, too. Sauron doesn't have the weird speech thing.
No.
And now he's like hissing. I don't think
yeah,
he was. Was he hissing in the other
no,
one?
No, he was not.
No.
Now he hisses.
Now he's like saying, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. And there is, like. I feel like that the writers of these two books, I don't know how it works when you're working a book and someone else is working another book and you guys have to do it like a crossover.
Let's see.
Or a tie-in because the way...
I'm just looking at the editor.
Sleepwalker and Darkhawk interact in this book is so much different
than
the
way... Tom DeFalco, do your job.
It's so much different than the way they interact in the book we just read.
Yeah.
It's completely different, and I feel like what Sleepwalker wants in the Darkhawk book just sort of falls to the wayside in this one. He's just like, oh, I kind of want it, but whatever. Like, he doesn't actually care as much in this book.
No, he does. Because
no,
he's kind of.
He
because right here, he's like,
he
my
does.
Only hope is returning to Mindscape. So his motivation is still clear from this Darkhawk.
Yeah, it is. But he wanted it so badly in this book that he was ready to. He literally abandoned Darkhawk when he needed him. And then in this book, it's written as like, oh, I knew you could handle it. Oh, never mind. I'm just going to give this up so we can bring Spider-Man back. Who cares about Spider-Man? Nobody cares. Spoiler alert. That's what happens.
No, people really do care.
I don't care. So I just feel like the way they interact is much different. And like their characterizations is a lot different.
Right. So they, So apparently Portal spots him, but he's catatonic, so he can't really
He can't really say anything, and then...
So,
what's his face wakes up?
Sauron and... Well, this is actually one of my favorite...
Okay.
And this actually, I took a picture of this, and I got a lot of traction on Instagram.
Okay.
For that. I took a picture of Sauron here, because Blob's like...
So
slap,
much teeth.
But Blob is slapping around... this slap around Portal, or trying to slap around Portal, and Sauron's like, dude, what the fuck? We're trying to use this.
Yeah, you know, we need this guy.
And he goes, keep your fit. Oh, wait, now he's got like a weird thing around his
thing. Which he didn't in the last page, but whatever.
You know, he's like, keep your fleshy fists off of him, or I'll slice you up and serve you on toast, mammal. Which I think, I thought that was, I enjoyed that. And also, toast. I just find that funny that he's like, he would actually toast the bread.
I really
to serve, the body of Blob.
Well, the question is, what kind?
To guests.
What kind of toast? I mean, are you going to go with
Melba toast?
Is it Melba, or are you going to go with like more of a sourdough? I would pick a sourdough.
You need a thicker bread to sop up all that Blob.
Or would you go maybe a thick ciabatta?
You gotta go focaccia. You gotta go with thick bread.
You could do like a focaccia, and then he could do like a Blob dip.
If I was in the background, I'd be like, is it gluten free?
But if he did like a, maybe he would do like a dipping bread. So like when you go to Italian restaurants and they give you the olive oil and the bread, maybe he's going to do something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do also, for some reason here, why are Toad and what's his face?
Pyro?
Pyro. They're just sitting in the background and they have these huge grins.
Busey grins.
They what?
Busey grins.
Oh, is that...
Look how much fucking teeth those people have.
Yeah, they're full Buseying here.
Maybe they were just like, you know what? I'm going to give... Whoever drew this was like, I'm going to give these people Busey grins because I would like Gary Busey to play one of these characters. One day when this gets made into a movie.
Gary Busey could pull off the Blob if he put some makeup on him.
I don't know about the Blob, but he could probably do Toad.
Nah, he's not agile enough. You need him just kind of...
What about Pyro?
Let's do Pyro. Just give him fire. I'm not going to... I can't do a Busey voice. I'm not good at impressions. I really wish I had.
Sorry, guys.
But it's just imagine...
Talk about pulling out your end of
Man. let me try. Because I did Greg Proops last week. So
I know. I was very proud of you.
Oh, man. I'm Gary Busey. And I'm also...
also Elvis, kind of.
I'm also Elvis. I want some Blob on toast.
Are you Elvis Busey?
Elvis Busey.
Is that just like Gary Busey with a pompadour?
Yeah, which is ironic because he was Buddy Holly.
Oh, I've never seen that.
I've never seen that. And it always is something that astounds me that Gary Busey
played Buddy Holly.
Played Buddy Holly in the Buddy Holly story. And that's how that was like his big break.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh. I've always seen Buddy Holly. I've always seen Gary Busey and everything else. That wasn't the Buddy Holly story.
I've never seen the Buddy Holly
story. I don't know. I mean, it came out in like 1979.
Well, that's probably why I've never seen it.
It came out a long time ago. And I'm just like, wait a minute. That's so weird. Because I've only seen him like, I think I remember really getting my first Busey.
A boy never forgets his first Busey. No,
you definitely never forget that first Busey. I think it definitely had to be Lethal Weapon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
So they're all grinning and they're fighting with each other, and then Sleepwalker's timeshare runs out because what's his name wakes up. He's like, oh man. And so Sleepwalker's like, fuck, and he disappears.
And it's funny because so as that happens, so he just kind of poofs.
Yeah.
And so and Fantasia is like, I'll make myself useful and say, hey, what was that? What's that whiff of smoke? And then and Toad's just like, fuck it. It just happens.
Yeah, no.
He goes, concern yourself with it's just an atmospheric aberration.
Like, exactly. It's hey, let's not believe a woman when she's speaking. It's literally what's happening in this panel. This is what it's like to be a woman. Mm. He'll be like, hey, here's a thing. That's not a thing. Okay. That's what happened.
Not real.
So then we cut to Spider-Man, who has been horribly misshapen.
Well, he's... Okay, yeah. I don't know how his body... He broke his back here. And I know he's very flexible because he's Spider-Man.
I mean, is that the thing with Spider-Man, that he's super flexible?
I mean, he can be. I mean, he's very athletic and stuff like that. But
because right now it looks like...
His torso...
It looks like he doesn't have hips. It's just like he has one weird bent leg with feet on either end.
Yeah, he's all over the place. And he's avoiding blasts from the... mindless ones because he's in the dark dimension.
Yeah. And so he's like trying not to get hit. It's just, it's a weird drawing. So he's like,
he should be dead.
He really should be. And he's not having a good time. He's not avoiding anything. So then we cut to...
So this is the same day.
The same day. We go back
same day. So Darkhawk...
Rick is doing his job.
Okay, well, actually, like, this kind of makes sense. Okay, so this is kind of, I'm kind of figuring out the timeline here. It was dawn.
Yep.
They had to find...
They had a fight.
They had a fight because after they fought, they found that guy dead.
Yeah.
They had to find the Brotherhood. They
yeah,
found
so
the Brotherhood.
It's morning.
They fought the morning. They fought at Times Square in the morning.
Yes.
There was the porno.
Darkhawk saved people. Probably went and got a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Probably, right? It's morning.
Yeah, he did his thing. And then Sleepwalker went after these dudes.
And it said 7 a.m.
Oh, okay.
It did. That's what his, yeah. When Sleepwalker
super early.
It says 7 a.m. I think it's 7.
It did say. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, so it's 7 a.m. And it's time for Rick to do his job with his weird super who...
No. He's the super.
Who's this guy then?
He's a tenant.
Oh, he's just a tenant?
Yeah.
I thought that was his
Rick
boss.
Because Rick says, I need the... Well, hang on.
I thought this guy was his boss. Because then he's saying, don't forget to check this.
Well, maybe he's just telling him to. I don't know. Because he's a tenant. He's just like, yeah, my... You know, the boiler's not working.
Oh, okay, because I thought this was the boss who, like, kind of runs everything, and he's just the maintenance
the super,
guy.
No, he goes, I need a job, because he's talking to his dog.
Right.
And he's like, I need a job as a super of this building and the free rent apartment that comes with it.
Yeah, I don't think they do that anymore.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
We know two people that did that, kind of.
No, they kind of have to pay rent, though.
They get a discount.
They do get a discount, but they still have to pay rent.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he gets a free apartment, so yeah.
Yeah. So, but by the way, this old man who's like, don't forget to fix the boiler, is wearing a Batman shirt in a Marvel comic book.
It's
a Batman shirt.
It is a
Batman shirt.
Well, the logo's a little bit like, bleh.
Yeah, it's a little wavy on the bottom, but it's a Batman shirt.
Oh, it's supposed to be a Batman. And he's got a mug, and I can't read what it says.
Probably says, world's worst tenant.
It says something like, world's... meanest lamb. I mean, that's what it looks like. I can't, but it says world something. It just,
you wouldn't have to be that mean to be the meanest lamb. Like, lambs are literally known to just be like cute and sweet.
Well,
what if there's just a mean one and he just like headbutts people?
Maybe,
but like in an adorable like, way.
Like, because he wasn't even, because you know what his family probably gave it to him. It was like, look, you're not the best grandpa. How about being the meanest lamb? He's like, I don't care. Just give me I don't care. I don't like you.
See, no, I think it's his land. I think it's supposed to say landlord. Because I think this is the guy who owns the building. He's just the super of it. So this is technically his boss.
No. All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he's like, I'm a good looking guy. I'm talking to my dog. I'm doing this thing. I'm fixing a stair. And all of a sudden, here's a woman who literally should just be wearing underwear. Because she's wearing really tiny cutoffs and a bikini top, and that's it. And she glows, by the way.
Yeah, she's
like
glowing.
Very shiny.
She's very.
And she's wearing sandals, and she's like, hey.
She's a very buxom looking mug, Meg Ryan.
Are you worshiping at my feet? And yeah. He's like, oh, they're so cute because he has like a foot fetish or some bullshit.
Quentin Tarantino, landlord.
Yeah, this is Quentin Tarantino loves this book. There's a lot of foot shots in it. This picture of her feet is like blown up to like 19 feet in his house. It's just one wall.
More feet, draw more feet. Sleepwalker. He's like, special writer.
I really love when you put the feet.
He really loves Sleepwalker. This is right before, you know, Reservoir Dogs and stuff like that. So, you know, around the time Reservoir Dogs came out. So he probably was like, you know, in between, you know, on the set, he was probably like, I really love feet. Hey, you know, Sleepwalker people, could you just draw more feet? And, you know, once this, you know, movie career takes off, I'll write some issues of Sleepwalker and it'll just be like him dreaming of feet, you know, and then like Sleepwalker fights a giant foot, you know.
Sleepwalker fights a giant foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just keeps smashing him.
It's a plot. It's what? It's a, you know, he fights, calls him, the guy calls himself Fungus, Fungor. Yeah.
I don't really know what makes a good foot.
I don't either. I don't.
Like, what's an attractive foot?
You have good feet.
Are you sure? I just have feet. I don't think they're like.
Well, they're attached to you, so I like
them. Well, that's the thing. I mean, they're just feet. Like, I'm not like one of those people who's like, man, what a pretty foot. Like, I don't know what criteria one would use.
Well, there's something about
to determine.
There's definitely a
good
lot.
Foot.
There's definitely a lot of. I don't know. I think it's just something about getting, I don't know, sometimes people get off on it.
Okay, well, no, I'm just saying that there must be criteria that they used.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good foot. I don't know what they are.
This is not the second time I've come up, by the way. I mean, this isn't really like a huge foot fetish thing.
No.
This thing. We're just making fun of it. But
yeah.
I did come across, there was that one Wonder Man where some woman gave a guy a foot job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
That could be a thing.
That was also written by Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, I think Quentin Tarantino also wrote that episode of King of the Hill where Peggy becomes like an unwitting foot fetish model because she has huge feet and they have her just like walk through soap and stuff.
Mm.
Do you remember that episode?
No, I never really watched King of the Hill.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I always had a bit of, I didn't love King of the Hill, but I really related with Peggy because she had like a size 16 shoe or something insane. It was insane. And so she would like, which is, I've never met anybody with that who like never, but she would go and buy these huge shoes and like file the one off so it looked like she had a six. And then like she went into the big foot store and some guy was like, hey, do you want to come and just like get your feet pampered and make these videos about getting your feet pampered? And it was like foot porn. Like, she would like walk in mud and
she's
stuff.
She's dangling and she don't even
yeah,
know it.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's a We Hate Movies joke, by
yeah.
the way.
So anyway, she's like, hey, look at my tits. Look at my bikini top. I'm so hot. So sexy. I have no organs. And he's like, I'm hot and sexy too.
I'm a hunk and I'm the super. This could be a porno,
like,
right? I mean, this is literally on like a.
She's like, hey, you want to hang out with me like right now? And he's like, I kind of have to like work.
I'm doing job.
Yeah, I have to work.
And somehow he follows her like outside. Like all of a sudden they're in the street.
Yeah, I don't know. He like walks outside with her and she's like, well, I guess I'll just have to go lay in the sun and read this newspaper. Because he's like, you know, it's weird that you're here. I'm, you know, kind of the super here. And I didn't know anybody moved in because she's like, I just moved in. He's like, really? I didn't even know we had any apartments for rent. She's like, there's a lot you don't know. But man, I bet I could tell you. Shake, 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 shake.
Yeah.
Like just basically. So she walks away and he's like, man, what a hot babe or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, what happens is he looks at the newspaper.
Oh, he looks at the newspaper and it's like, Spider-Man's missing.
Yeah, it's the same day.
Because
so
somehow
like,
everybody knows
this is
Spider-Man.
Like, this is like the afternoon edition where Spider-Man disappeared because everybody watched him jump into a portal.
Yeah, and they're like, oh no, Spider-Man.
And Sleepwalker and Dark Hawk suspected and have their headshots.
This is
much better headshot for Sleepwalker
than on the front cover.
On the issue of this Bugle.
Yeah.
Than on his own cover of his comic.
Yeah.
Cover of his own comic.
So he's like, oh man, I've got to get Sleepwalker to help Spider-Man out because we have to get Spider-Man back.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, I've been doing these relaxing techniques so I can try to, you know, get him to come out.
Yeah.
Like, I can go to sleep. So he comes out of his head and on the answering machine, this guy has left Sleepwalker a message. So this is what I mean, like, Sleepwalker doesn't know what's his face
now. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't have that connection there. And he's like, he has to, like, know how to use an answering machine.
Well, apparently he does. So he plays.
Surprised he just didn't go, bleh!
Yeah. And he plays it, and he's like, Sleepwalker, you have to do everything you can to get Spider-Man back. By the way, I'm not tired, so you might want to do this quick. Because I can wake up at any moment. So Sleepwalker's like, okay, fine. I'm going to go hang out or Darkhawk.
Well, yeah, he goes. And
Sleepwalker is like, I'm just going to go hang out over Times Square.
Yeah. And then Darkhawk
hears this on the radio.
So Darkhawk. Okay. So this is Darkhawk in a civilian identity. Chris Polly's like, Chris, you've been home here. Been here since the crack of dawn. Because he works apparently at a radio station.
Yeah, he like interns at a radio station or something.
Yeah.
And he's there. And this chick's like, hey, man, it's summer. Like, you want to have sex? And he's like, oh, can't, I gotta go do some school stuff. And
goodbye.
She's like, but it's summer. And he's like, nope, gotta go. And so he runs off and he changes into Dark Hawk and he goes to find Sleepwalker. And then this book gets stupid just in the layout because it was laid out normally.
And now we have to turn it on.
Now we have to turn it on its side like we're looking at a centerfold.
Bullshit.
Yeah, and it's dumb. And it does this for two pages, and then we're done with it. I'm like, whatever. So they end up, he's like, Darkhawk. And Sleepwalker's like, oh, we're going to fight. He's like, you left me alone. And he's like, no, I knew you could handle it. We have to go find these guys.
How did you know that?
This is what I mean by the fact that last
issue.
And how
are we not still trying to jump him for his.
Exactly. This is what I mean, that they're now that's completely gone. He doesn't care about his armor. Nothing. Now it's just like, oh, let's be friends and hang out together.
No.
So that's what I mean by they're not acting the same as they were in the other book.
So they get in. So
they're like, we have to go find these guys because apparently Sleepwalker has some ability to also travel through like wormholes or something.
Well, he can travel because he's got these alien these powers. But somehow he kind of knows.
Why did he use them in the last issue?
He somehow. Oh no! You know what it is? He was in that building, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he disappeared, and now he's back.
Oh yeah, he's like here,
and he's like, look, I looked out the window at this building, and here's what it looks like. So tell me where this is. And he's like, and you know, Darkhawk thankfully knows where the hell this is.
Kind of looks like it's off the Hudson, and that's when they like use some sort of like wormhole.
Oh, he does. Oh no, wind funnel.
It's a wind funnel.
I'll warp the. No, because here's the thing: he can warp reality.
Okay, but why didn't he do this last issue?
Maybe he did.
We didn't see him do it.
To where?
To try to find where anybody went, to try to follow those guys. Like, he's always trying to jump in the portal.
Well, before he was hanging out with Darkhawk and Spider-Man.
Well, that's what I mean. He has this ability, but they didn't use it in this one.
This is not like a portal.
No, I know, but it gets people there fast.
Right, but that's probably how he transferred. That's why how he probably... moved around. I mean, they probably needed to keep up. I mean, maybe he couldn't keep up with Spider-Man or Spider-Man couldn't. Yeah, I'm on his team.
Nope. This is just inconsistencies. It bothers me. So anyway. They bust through. Of course, they're subtle. So they like bust through a window.
Yeah. I mean, literally, I think like Dark Sleepwalker took some roids on the way there.
Yeah. No, they both like tripled in size.
They did. I think
from the last panel to this Triple one. It's huge. Yeah. It's Triple H. And then Pyro is like, fight! And so they all start fighting.
Put fire, and then like Toad jumps on his Sleepwalker's face, and he uses his acid secretion on his hand. Like, because Toad's got all these... He's gross. In addition to having a prehensile tongue that is very strong, apparently, and can crush a man.
Ew.
And can extend to like 15 feet or something like that. He also has... You know, he's also... got very flexible, and he's also got some strength to him, and he has actually a lot of powers.
Mm-hmm.
And he has like these things where he can secrete like some sort of acid from his pores.
Gross.
And, you know, and it's
he's not a paralytic.
Yeah,
he's not a coffee mutant.
No.
Well, because some frogs do secrete weird shit.
He does a lot of things with frogs. Apparently also he has control over amphibians, which is I call bullshit.
That's complete bullshit. I don't mind him having the ability to do amphibian-like things, but he doesn't get to have control over them.
Yeah. So anyways, everybody's slipping out. And
everybody's fighting.
And Sauron's jumping, and he...
oh, wait.
What?
Is this Stan's soapbox? Did you read this?
Oh, I don't read these.
So there is a Stan's soapbox here where people apparently have been sending in letters to congratulate Marvel for doing so much better than DC. At this point in time, and Stan's like, you don't understand. We don't want to, you know, the only contest is they're doing good work and then we try to do good work. Like, you'll notice that people go from, you know, Marvel to other competitors, but he never mentions DC by name. And he's like, that's okay, Excelsior.
They always allude to it. Yeah, he's whatever.
Yeah. Good so, anyway.
So, anyway, so they're, you know, so something happens where, you know, somebody gets misdirected. Sauron gets hit with flame from Pyro, and then he scratches
Toad's back,
and people are getting thrown. And Sleepwalker's using his reality warping powers to
like
mutate a beam
and tie up the blob.
Like, what's her face? Fantasia.
I don't even know what she's doing.
Which, by the way, Fantasia spelled with a PH and a Z.
Yes.
Because it's the 90s and it's extreme.
Yeah. And she's like, also wearing purple in this issue. She was in pink in the last.
Yeah. She got a new shower curtain.
She got a new shower curtain. She changed.
Like, Darkhawk shoots her and blah. You know, it's a big brouhaha.
Yeah.
And then so what?
Oh, no. I was going to say. So they finally like subdue everybody, and then they. Portal's about to jump through a warp thing.
Sauron's like, create a portal.
Yeah,
because he's still got portal control, and he's like, "Yo, create a portal," and they jump through this portal.
Yeah, and they're like,
"Fuck
the police, you're not going with."
And Darkhawk grabs portal before he can go with them.
Yes, and then Sleepwalker punches him in the face, so he's completely out. And then they take him to Dr. Fong.
Dr. Charles Warren Fong, which apparently is some...
Is a guy.
He's some science guy.
Yeah.
Conveniently.
So they're like, you need to unhypnotize him because science...
And he does!
...does that. You know, he does. And so Portal's like, oh, thank God. He's like, you know, you guys... the reason I went to Times Square is I was trying to get your attention. And he's like, and I don't know, Spider-Man's in the thing. And they're like, well, we got to get Spider-Man back.
They finally remember Spider-Man. It's like that time when Homer forgot to pick up Bart at soccer practice.
Yeah, here's something I don't understand. Because Portal's like, he's like, well, all right, Sleepwalker, I know you want to get back. And since you just helped me, I'll send you the sleep dimension. He's like, well, actually, you have to help Spider-Man. He's like, well, I guess I can only do one of those things.
Yeah, sure.
I'm like, no, you can do both of those things.
It literally would take you 2 seconds.
You can do both.
You can literally grab Spider-Man out and send his buddy back.
Right. Like, why can you only do one? It's not like you're a genie. You're not running out of wishes. Like, this is ridiculous.
And it's not like you're a mutant that can do this. Oh.
But we do have to talk about this. Did you notice this big ad about Ghost Rider?
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen these before. Oh,
but this is a game. So this is basically like an early version of an app. But via phone.
Yeah.
So
I don't know how you.
I don't understand. So it's a Ghost Rider game. You call a 900.
I mean, it has the instructions, but I don't want to read them.
No, it doesn't even make sense when you read the instructions. So you call a 900 number. It's
$3.95 a call.
Per call.
That's like $50 in 1990 movie.
Yeah.
About money.
It's $3.95 a call, and then there's something per minute afterward.
Mm. $100 a minute.
Yeah, and then it's like $1.95 afterward, and then the game is played on a 1 minute and 40 second clock. You have to put in your telephone number, and then you have chances to acquire Ghost Rider's power by pressing the star key in a timely fashion. So it's like, press the key, and like, if you don't do it, you get kicked back out, but if you do it, you get Ghost Rider's powers. Like, I don't, and then you get to win a prize.
And if you win, you win like a bunch of art from like the Cougars.
This is like an in-app purchase is what this is.
Oh, this is a rip-off.
This is ridiculous. I hope nobody called.
Did anybody actually? I wonder. Look, if you're listening to the show,
and you were daring
enough,
yeah,
to try this, please tell
us. Let us know. I would love to know how you even play this game.
And can I do it now?
Yeah. Can we still call this 900 number?
Well, it's like a trivia game too. Apparently,
I guess.
Ghost Rider's first name is A. Ghost. B. Rider. C. Dave. Yeah, so yeah, this is ridiculous. And you got like this, and it sucks because it's like I kind of feel like you have like this big, like, splash page of like Ghost Rider fighting like all of his villains.
It's cool looking.
It's cool looking, but it's probably not nearly as cool as the game. The game itself is not nearly as cool. Probably.
No, it's a proto app. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's garbage.
So
Spider-Man gets, so they go on the roof.
They're on a roof and they're like, apparently this is the only place we can find a portal. They open the portal. One of these guys comes out. They punch him in the face.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because so mindless ones come out and they start shooting at everybody. And they're like, well, we got to like knock these monsters back in. And like Darkhawk's like, let's knock them back where they came from, Sleepwalker. And Sleepwalker's like, be gone, monsters. There is no place on this world for evil such as yours. I'm like, why do you give a shit for it? You don't even want to be here.
Yeah, this is the thing, because that's also something that I didn't understand when Sleepwalker was... When Toad was fighting Sleepwalker, he says something like...
What?
Hold on, I gotta go back here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this didn't make any sense to me. So... He says, Toad grabs Sleepwalker's face. He says, you're a fool, Sleepwalker. Humans hate you even more than they hate us mutants. Yet you fight on your side. And he goes, it is evil I fight against.
Mm.
I'm like, but you just want to go back to your dimension. What do you mean? Like,
yeah, you literally wanted out of here. You really wanted out.
This is what I mean. In the
Dark Ark book, you just really wanted out of here.
And now you're like, you're, oh no, I have to fight evil.
And you're throwing fits, and now you're just like, whatever,
I care
fight
so
evil.
Much about Spider-Man because...
And do people really hate Sleepwalker? Nobody even probably knows who he is.
No. And that's the thing.
I mean, not to the extent of that they know mutants, because mutants are like an actual race that exists on Earth.
Yeah, because last book,
Marvel, yeah.
Sleepwalker, the only thing he cared about was trying to get back to the dimension that he came from. That's literally the only thing he cares about. Now he cares about fighting evil. So much so that he's going to give up his apparently one and only chance to get home because Portal ran out of Portal juice and can only open one.
Well, he's just being a...
He's being a jerk. He's being a jerk. He could definitely open more than one, but so apparently.
So Spider-Man comes out.
Well, they're like, oh my God, get it. But it's like,
Well, Spider-Man covers himself in his webbing, because apparently.
To try to like blend in.
Which I mean, so he's just floating around, like jumping around and like in his webbing. Like, how's he even
see? Because they were going to punch him and he's like, no, don't punch me. It's me, Spider-Man. They're like, oh, sorry, Spider-Man. And then they're like, I don't know. They kick all the guys back and they.
And then Portal's like, goodbye.
Yeah, and Portal's like, I'm out. And then.
And he's like, well, can I go back? He's like, nope, bye.
Yeah, I'm like, you couldn't. Like, you could have left 30 seconds later. All you got to do is send Sleepwalker back where he. Bye. I guess Sleepwalker's stuck here forever.
Yeah, and then everybody's just. And everybody's.
He bounces, basically. And everybody's on the roof, like, meh. All right, well, see you guys later. Thanks for nothing, I guess.
Yeah, and so they're kind of...
Yeah, Spider-Man's like, oh, hey, Sleepwalker. I mean, I guess thanks for giving up your only chance to ever go back to your dimension.
Spider-Man's kind of a sausage. Goodbye! Everybody's just like... We get like a whole bunch of panels of people saying, goodbye!
Yeah, everybody's like, bye. So then, What's-His-Face wakes up, and he puts on shorts and a braided belt.
And he loops it through and hangs
down.
Because we're talking the 90s.
Yep. And he goes to take that chick on a date, and she's wearing bike shorts and a bike top because it's the early 90s and people wore that as an outfit. And
there's a very disparate.
Yeah, he's wearing outfit. Like a button down shirt and like shorts. And
he's just like a dweeb. And she's dressed like.
And she's like dressed like she should be at the gym.
She's like at the gym.
Yeah. Except she's wearing high heels or flats, maybe. I don't know. But she's not wearing sneakers. And they're like, oh man, we just went to the.
They went to walk around the clock noodle shop.
That sounds authentic.
Oh yeah. That sounds like there's some donkey sauce on that.
Guy Fieri.
Like, what do you think? Like, what do you think? Oh, what do you think?
This was Rick, Guy Fieri.
I ate enough for two. Oh, I think you liked it as much as the company. Oh, hand job.
Yeah, and then they like go into an alleyway and they're like kissing.
They start making out. And
but
he's
then
like,
he's like,
my Pee-wee
oh, no.
Herman pants are getting tight.
Yeah, they really are. But oh no, before my Pee-wee Herman friend can spring forth.
Pee-wee Herman. Then his mutant power is like, ah! When I'm awake, I've turned to Pee-wee Herman. Ah!
Before I could pull a Pee-wee Herman and jacket in this alleyway.
What a terrible end to a date! We had a great time eating some wok fried rice. How about I go in this alleyway and jerk off? See you tomorrow!
You kiss me while I jerk it in this alleyway. Isn't it romantic? The best Tinder date?
you're not getting... Yeah, she's putting a negative review. That wok place is getting one star on Yelp.
Why do you have to be so close to Handjob Alley?
Because the review was just like, yo, the noodles were great, but then I went on a date with a guy and he jerked off in an alley for some reason.
Which this is obviously.
And he's wearing a braided belt and I didn't know.
And this is the noodles place. No, I'd put zero stars.
What was in those noodles?
So there's like surrounded by all these like toughs. And he's like, don't worry, lady, whatever her name is. I don't know her name. It doesn't matter.
Janine. Janine Garofalo.
Doesn't matter, Janine. You're messing with the wrong Rick Sheridan or whatever.
So here's the thing. So he has his glasses on his head.
And then they fall on his face.
They fall on his face like it's like a reverse Horatio from CSI Miami.
Yes.
It's like, wah! But imagine that the...
Like in reverse.
The reverse don't get fooled again.
Yeah.
This is playing reverse.
What does it even sound like?
Ow! See, that was a better impression than
good.
My Gary.
That was really good.
That was a better impression than my Gary Busey.
Yeah, I'm very proud of it. So, but she's like, oh, don't worry, Rick. You're the one who's in trouble because apparently, like, this is her gang.
She turns
of
heel on him.
Well, she got really mad because his whole idea of a romantic date was go jerk it in an alleyway.
He's
so
a
she's like,
jerk in an alley. She's like,
she
whatever.
Called all of her brothers to beat this guy's ass.
She called her brothers, but apparently she's got an Asian dude. I think that's Wonder Man.
Yeah.
You got a Dreadnought.
Or that could also be Bebop and Rocksteady.
It's both of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a bunch. You got some guy in dreadlocks here. Yeah. Or I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
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 So that's it. And so next issue is something to do with the Infinity War. Oh. Okay, it says Infinity War.
Crossover.
Well, but it says Infinity Wars. I'm like, it's just one.
I know.
What do you mean wars? Just one war.
I'm telling you, people don't talk to each other. You can see the issues. People don't fucking talk to each other.
One war.
This one thinks it's wars. That one thinks it's war. This one has them being friends. The other one, they hate each other. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
This guy's jerking off in an alley.
I know.
What the hell? So that's
like, I have to get Sleepwalker to come to hang out. If I fall asleep really quickly, then
well, if I jerk
work.
Off,
so
and
if I jerk it, I'll
jerk,
fall asleep.
And if I jerk and I come, and I'll be really tired, and I'll fall asleep in this alley, and then he'll show up, and he'll just be like,
"This
is
a great plan."
And then he's just like, "I got my dick in my hand," and then he's Sleepwalker shows up.
It's a great plan.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
Why didn't Sleepwalker get stuck with a narcoleptic? Wouldn't that make more sense? Where he was just like falling asleep all the time and
you got the raw deal.
Yeah.
Got some guy jerking off in his Pee Wee Herman pants.
Yeah. But it was braided belt.
His braided belt. And it's just, he looks stupid.
He does. He looks really dumb.
They both look dumb. They both dress like assholes from the 90s.
They're both assholes.
They might as well just go on singled out.
I did want to read this one letter.
Oh.
Letter. Because it relates to Dr. Fong. Talk to Charles Fong.
We're talking about this guy?
Yeah, somebody wrote a letter, and it says...
Is that me? Am I writing about an extra character in a Sleepwalker book being like, this guy needs more time?
Uh-huh. And the letters page is called Wake Up Calls, which is better.
I'm okay with that.
Better. It says, Dear Bob, is Sleepy's new friend in issue number 13, Dr. Charles Fong, the same Charles Fong that helped Goldbug and the Throttlebots stop the Scraplet and... epidemic in Transformers numbers 29 and 30, and if so, do I get a no prize? And that's from Jeremy Dallas in Tuscaloosa. Oh. And it says, excellent question, Jeremy. We're checking out the dental records for
excellent,
the two
excellent question.
Yes, excellent. For the two Fongs right now to see if they are indeed one and the same. But here's a clue to the answer. The same person, Bob Budinski, wrote all the stories you mentioned. Coincidence or conspiracy? So,
oh shit,
this is a shared universe with the Transformers.
I do
because the same character. It's the same character.
Well, does that mean that if we ever get a Sleepwalker movie, that Shia LaBeouf will play Sleepwalker here? Because
Shia LaBeouf's going to play this guy and jerk it in an alley.
He's just going to.
That's just going to be a performance art piece. So it's going to be like 9 hours. Shia LaBeouf jacking it.
If you ever wanted, Sleepwalker movie is just going to be him masturbating in an alley dressed in shorts.
Yeah, and James Franco is just standing and applauding while it happens. That's exactly.
But it just filmed
just
that
like
slow clap.
Yeah, slow clap the whole time. Just 9 hours of that. That's all it's gonna be.
And it's like this Sleepwalker movie sucks.
It'd be like, wow, this is really deep, you guys.
And in the background, but somehow it's also connected with Avengers. In the background, you see like the Chitauri and the Avengers flying around, and it's just James Gray Franco. Check, 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 check.
Probably also crying.
Probably also.
maybe also wearing a bag over his head at one point.
Wait, Shia LaBeouf or James Franco?
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, okay.
Because didn't he do that thing where you could like go in that room and like hang out with him?
Yeah, you could.
And he also wore a bag over his face for some reason because he's like an artist.
But he didn't wear the bag. He took the bag off and then you just stared at him.
Oh, I know. No, the bag was something separate. He wore it on the red carpet. Like you could go and like get a... There was like props or something, and like you just went and stared at him.
Did you know? So former guest of the show, Jensen Karp, he actually played a troll on that because he found out there next door there was like an open while this was going on there was an open next door to it there was like an open gallery or whatever mm-hmm. something like this a space or whatever and he's just like and he goes. He goes, I have an idea. And he found out, he immediately went to the space mm-hmm. and he got Jerry O'Connell to do the same thing in that space. So you just walk in and just stare at Jerry O'Connell.
That's really fucked up.
And he just has like a bag that says, I am not famous or whatever the hell is going on.
I think they'd already done.
So there's two lines going on.
That's really funny. Yeah. Because I think years ago before this happened, there's actually a woman who did it, and it's called The Artist's Present, and she did it at like the
that's a thing, that's
the MoMA or something, and you just sit there and then you go sit, but it's not in a room, it's not like a private thing, you just go sit and stare at her for like 5 minutes, and she like closes her eyes and then she opens them and looks at you, and then like that's it, and you just stare at her. And then I guess her ex-boyfriend like showed up, and then there was like tears or something. I don't know. It's just, I don't understand that. I'm just, I guess I'm not arty enough. I'm not cultured,
we
guys.
We went to an art walk, and we went inside, and there was a man crying, and that was the art.
That was it. That was the art. If you've ever seen that Simpsons.
That is probably the, that pretty much represents art, any sort of artistic venture to me is that joke.
Yeah.
On the Simpsons, yeah, yeah. Is pretty much anytime somebody's doing something like that. Like, look, I mean, both Jen and I went to Emerson.
Oh, yes.
For grad school.
We went to art school.
So pretty much anytime you saw a movie from Emerson, it's pretty much just
a guy crying.
Exactly that. It's just a guy crying, and then they get up and they tell somebody they're gay, and then they go.
Yeah.
And they get into a helicopter. I don't know. It's
Emerson. Man, do you think Emerson could afford a helicopter?
Well, they had a helipad.
But did they have a helicopter?
Well, you have to rent your own helicopter.
Oh.
But you get the helipad. So, like, in case it's like
I thought they only had a helipad here. They have one in Boston?
Oh, no, I'm talking about, I'm saying, here in LA. Oh, so, I mean, like, you do it in LA. Boston, fuck it.
They have a helipad.
You
here.
Just got to take the T.
That's what our fucking tuition paid for, was a goddamn helipad.
And a really nice
and the
lunch thing.
The Will and Grace set.
In do they the still middle have that? I don't know if they
of
still
our
have that
goddamn
thing.
Library. And that is not a joke.
And you can't sit on it.
No, it's surrounded in glass. Like, because whoever did Will and Grace went to Emerson. I don't know if it was the producer.
Max.
It was
whatever.
Somebody.
I can't think. Max Schreck from Batman Returns.
Yeah, so it was him. And they went to Emerson, and they, after the end of Will and Grace, they donated the set to Emerson. And instead of being like, we're going to put it on the ground floor and like charge tourists to come see it, we have had a very tiny library. They were like, hey, guess what? Your library is now a fourth of the size that it used to be. And here's a fucking TV set in the middle of it.
The library is fucking tiny.
It's tiny as shit. It doesn't have anything in it. And now it's even smaller. And here's a TV set that you can't even look like touch. You have to look at it through glass. Congratulations, Emerson.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we had it.
Yeah. Now we have a helicopter. Helicopter pad.
Now we have a helipad.
And you can film, we could film the sequel to the Sleepwalker movie on that roof where he jerks off on the roof and he cries. And that's it. It's just that for like 8 hours.
I'd watch it.
You have to watch it in like parts. Like it comes out, it's just like it's spread out. Like
where it like drops at random times.
Yeah, like it's gonna be like a Netflix kind of thing, yeah. And you know you have to watch it, and somehow it's better than Iron Fist. I'm making a joke for a show that I haven't watched yet, but
right.
I've heard bad things about.
I've
so
heard
I'm just gonna
bad
say,
things
you
know,
it probably gonna get better reviews than Iron Fist.
Probably
Sleepwalker.
Yeah, yeah.
the Netflix show.
Yeah,
starring Shia LaBeouf jerking off
and James Franco
jerking off while James Franco applauds. That's our pitch.
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
I'd watch it.
So that's it. So that's it for this book. Would you read the next issue of this?
You know, I would be more apt to read this one than Dark Hawk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I would want to see what's going on with the bike shorts.
I'm actually kind of intrigued too. I'm wondering because I don't know if because it says it's promising like an Infinity War
right.
crossover.
Then who the hell's this?
Like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
Like, does he all of a sudden go goodbye and then you know he's
like falls asleep
and because he gets from jerking off so furiously and then
he's like, oh, now I'm in the Infinity War.
Yeah, but meanwhile he's getting his real life is getting stabbed. Like he's just being stabbed by the Dreadnoughts and this girl.
I was thinking that Sleepwalker would show up and kick their asses in like two panels, and then he's like, oh, and now I'm in Infinity War, and that was it.
That's exactly probably what happened.
That's probably what happened.
He shows up and he's like, hello. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
You know, and the girl's like, my bike shorts, and he's like,
go away.
Goodbye.
I bought you noodles. Please don't stab me.
Here, let's put his dick back in his pants.
Put his braided belt back on.
I got to take a picture of that, actually. I just noticed that braided belt.
It was a thing.
I had many a braided belt. I am a product of the braided.
There it is.
You know, look at that.
Look at it hanging free.
I could spend an hour talking about that. I'm not kidding. I could talk about the braided belt and the pants. And,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Not only that, but look how big the leg hole is in that short.
Oh, shit.
Like, You could put your whole hand
and
up there.
And he's got the socks and the sneakers.
Oh, yeah.
What a dweeb.
Yeah. And he's also got like an embroidered emblem on his
what is
pocket.
That?
It's just, it's bad.
What is that on his pocket?
Everybody in this panel looks terrible. And she looks like she has ramen hair. She's got
Dolph Ziggler hair.
She's got Justin Timberlake hair from like, wait, remember when he was in NSYNC and his hair looked like ramen? That's what she's got.
That's probably where he got it from.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Yes, Justin Timberlake inspired by Sleepwalker.
Sleepwalker is just one panel. He's like, well, I can go one way or other. I can dress like this dude or I can get hair like this chick.
He's like, going for the hair.
Going for the hair. I don't think the braided belt is going to go over and sing.
I'll just wear denim with Britney.
Denim with Britney.
That's a really old reference.
I'll go full Jay Leno in a few years.
I think that reference is older than people who listen to this show.
100% it is. 100%. Dating ourselves.
We're so fucking old. It's just right. Ridiculous.
Anyways, we got to put this episode back. We've been talking for, Jesus Christ, almost like 2 hours.
Oh, wow. We're the Gilmore guys right now.
Well, there's a lot to talk about.
Well, we had two books.
We had two books, and there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We have a lot to say this week. So thanks for listening, folks. Find us on our Facebook page, Worst Collection Ever. You can find this on there. Find myself on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean. SHAWN is how you spell Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And Glitterface.
And also Glitterface, again, if you're a writer or you know writers, I have a literary magazine, and if you want to submit work based on any of the songs that are posted up there, I would encourage you to do so. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And also find my other podcast on iTunes and everywhere. Just iTunes right now and SoundCloud. I Can Talk Kayfabe. I do that with Joe Todaro. We talk about not comic books. We talk about wrestling magazines, much like we talk about comic books on this show.
Yeah.
From the 80s, wrestling magazines from the 80s and 90s. It's a lot of fun. We got a bunch of good issues, good episodes up already. So check that out. And of course, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Send us your emails. I think we'll probably not gonna record. I don't think we're going to be able to record an episode this week for letters.
Yeah.
But
soon.
We will do one, hopefully maybe next week, and we could, we'll get that out because we have, yeah. We want you people to write in and we'll read them. We'll talk about them. We'll read
definitely.
Some. And if you find us on iTunes, rate and review. Give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it. And if you write a review, we'll read about that on the air too.
Oh, man.
I've had a chance to check a bunch of those out. So I think I'm going to make sure we chat about those as well. But thanks for listening, folks, and we will see you again next time.
Bye.
Cried baby son of a bitch, no talent motherfucker, bastard ass dickhead, ball flapping dick sucker, baggy shirted depressed, dean loving bonehead, making lots of money with boring songs like Suede Head. In case you haven't guessed by now, I hate the guy.
Of course.
One more thing I forgot to mention, Marcy ride the concourse.